You're listening to Drive with Anna Vito on ABC Radio Canberra.
I've got to say, one of the real joys for us here at ABC Canberra, in what has otherwise been a reasonably bleak winter, has been looking at all of the nominations for the Community Spirit Awards as they have been coming in recent weeks. It has been an absolute joy to see some of the extraordinary contributions being made by people right across our community, not just here in the ACT, but over the border too, because we are very much a border community. And we're certainly celebrating that with the ABC Canberra Community Spirit Awards. In the last few weeks, you've been meeting the finalists across three of the categories. We're talking to Lish and Adam and Georgia. You've met people who are the finalists in the Community All-Stars, the Multicultural and School Spirit categories. This week, as we prepare to unveil all the winners of the Community Spirit Awards on Thursday, this week on Drive, we're introducing you to our three finalists in the Community Champion Under 40 category. I'm very excited to introduce you to these finalists this week, starting with Han Worsley. Han has taken on the reins of Country to Canberra, a national non-profit organisation empowering young rural women and non-binary people across Australia. As a proud young queer leader, Han is also an advocate for the LGBTIQ+ community, a youth teacher, mentor, an advocate for gender equality. Han, it is my absolute delight to say congratulations on being one of our finalists for the Community Spirit Awards.
Thank you so much, Anna. That is so lovely, and I'm certainly thrilled to be speaking to you this afternoon.
It's wonderful to be chatting to you. Did you know that you'd been nominated?
I did know that I'd been nominated, but I had honestly forgotten when I got the text message to say that I would be chatting to you this afternoon. So quite a surprise to hear you just read that out over the radio.
What does it mean to you to be nominated by your community for the work you're doing for that community?
I think it means that what I'm really passionate about is shared by other people, and that what Country to Canberra stands for and what I also personally stand for is actually making a difference in people's lives. And when that's your ultimate goal and that's your kind of driving force, to have it acknowledged is not so much a personal win, but it's a community win as well.
You, as a teenager, were a participant in the Country to Canberra program. You've now become its chief executive. Tell us about the project, first of all, for people who aren't aware of it. How did you first get involved as a teenager?
Yeah, absolutely. So our mission is to reach young rural and regional women and non-binary people so that they can reach their leadership potential. So we know that the more rural you are, the more remote you are, you know, the less your education opportunities are. And I certainly experienced that. I grew up on a mixed grazing property near Nullarmanna in northern New South Wales. And Nullarmanna has a population of just 40 people. So I had to travel further to school. If I wanted any additional opportunities, I certainly had to travel and then cop the cost of that. And so Country to Canberra came along for me when I was in year 10. And I was lucky enough to get a fully paid trip to Canberra to meet with incredible leaders and executives. And that's just one of the programs that we continue to run today. We want to connect those young rural people with the opportunities that their city counterparts get much more easily.
What was that experience? Because clearly this is something that struck a huge chord for you because it's your life now. You're now running this organisation. What was that experience, that first introduction of Country to Canberra? What did that feel like for you?
It was honestly incredible. I think a lot of the young women and non-binary people who come through our program do really feel like there's a lot of negativity around living in a rural area. So for me, when my sort of rural location was celebrated, when it was something that meant that I actually got to come to Canberra, I got to go to Parliament House, I met some incredible female leaders, I got to see that my rural upbringing was a real strength, that people wanted to know what I had to say, and that it brought me an interesting perspective. So we try to present that as well to all the young women and non-binary people who come on our trips, and that feeling basically that being a country kid is an awesome thing is quite novel.
And tell us, we know that COVID has really disrupted a lot of things. How has it changed the way that you are operating Country to Canberra at the moment?
In some ways, it's changed it a lot, and in some ways, it hasn't changed much. I think what it has really highlighted, though, is that rural and regional locations have been having to work much harder with remote access to opportunities for a very long time, and some of our city counterparts are now starting to live a little in our world. So for some things, it's actually been fantastic because there's been new technology that's come out that's made our job much, much easier. But we are also seeing that it is more difficult to physically reach those isolated geographical locations. So it has been a real challenge for our organisation to look for ways to still access those communities and make sure that we don't actually expect rural areas to always come to the city to get those opportunities, but that we also take them to them in their hometown.
Why do you do it, Hen? Because it'd be really easy as a teenager to have this incredible experience and then go, right, great, this is setting me on this path and I'm going to go and achieve all of these amazing things for myself. What was it that drove you to, instead of following that path for yourself, offer that path to other people? What drives you to do that?
I think a massive part of it is that I was really privileged to have parents that both had a university education, that were both really passionate about kind of me getting involved in whatever program I wanted to. They were financially able to support me into these opportunities. And I know that the vast majority of young rural women and non-binary people do not have that kind of support. And the statistics show us that it means that they get left out of these decision-making processes. They show us that, you know, our young women are much more likely to be at the hands of domestic violence, to drop out of school. And so for me, I couldn't take that opportunity knowing that in some ways it did come from a place of privilege and then leave those people behind because they have an incredible wealth of experience to contribute.
You are the chief executive of Country to Canberra, and you're also studying to be a teacher, I understand. How do you want to incorporate that into, or what kind of path of teaching do you want to follow?
Yeah, look, primary teaching for me has been where I've directed some of that passion to as well. I do want to return to rural and remote Australia to teach disadvantaged communities. And I think it comes back to that view that education is an incredible opportunity and that if we are able to close that gap with many disadvantaged communities, a lot of them are concentrated in rural and remote Australia, then, you know, perhaps I can be part of a grassroots change as a teacher as well.
Do you see that around you? I mean, we've been through a really interesting year on questions of gender and gender equality, and particularly looking at violence against women right now, being convened virtually up on Capitol Hill is the Women's Safety mm-hmm. Summit, of course. And we know that not only is that an issue for women, it is an issue for non-binary people as well across our community. Do you feel that there is a sense of momentum for trying to address those issues of gender equality at the moment?
I really do. And I think that the wonderful thing is that that momentum, which realistically has been going for quite a long time within small communities and within the women's and LGBTIQ plus space, that it's great that that momentum is now getting some national attention. The unfortunate thing is, though, that that attention tends to come when there's been an awful event where we really do sit back as Australians and wonder where we've gone wrong. But I am incredibly proud and I'm very privileged to work with young women and non-binary people. And I can see that their passion means that our country will be in safe hands.
Han, I've got to say, it is wonderful to chat with you. I am thrilled that you are one of our finalists in the Canberra Community Spirit Awards. Congratulations. And look, very best of luck with the judges.
Thank you so very much. It was lovely to chat to you.
You too. Thank you so much, Hen. That's Hen Worsley, Chief Executive of Country to Canberra and one of our three finalists in the ABC Canberra Community Spirit Awards in the Community Champion Under 40 category.